Let's resume our meeting, and we are now going to discuss final paper on goodwill and impairment plan for re-deliberations. Give the floor to Greg.
Yes, thank you, Hans. Good afternoon, board members. So as Hans said, we're going to discuss the final agenda paper on a goodwill and impairment package for this month, which is agenda paper 18G. So this paper sets out the staff's view for a plan to re-deliberate the board's preliminary views that it expressed in the discussion paper, business combinations, disclosures, goodwill, and impairment. So in paragraphs 11 to 25 of the paper, we set out three factors that we think will affect the board's future decisions, namely being the project objective, the dependencies between topics covered in the project, and convergence with US GAAP. Then paragraphs 7 to 10 and Appendix A set out our plan for future discussions with the board. Next month, we plan to ask the board to make an initial decision on whether it would like to keep the objective and scope of the project unchanged. We then plan to gather some additional feedback from the ASAF meeting in June and from a joint meeting between the board and FASB in July. And then in terms of project priority, in our view, the board should first make a decision on whether to reintroduce amortization of goodwill. And we plan to ask the board this question in September. We did note comments from board members in the meeting last month, and I think this was also consistent with the meeting yesterday, that this decision on whether to reintroduce amortization might depend on progress on other topics in the discussion paper. And therefore, to make the decision on amortization, we think the board should have an initial discussion without necessarily making decisions on the feasibility of the board's preliminary views to improve disclosures about business combinations and on possible improvements to the effectiveness of the impairment test. So lastly, in paragraphs 30 to 54 of this paper, we set out at a high level the considerations the board will need to make on the topics addressed in the discussion. So I will now hand over to the board to ask whether you have any questions or comments on the plan for re-deliberations that we set out in this paper.
Any comments or questions? Mary.
Craig, I'll just start out with, I think it's just one thing, it might be two. And in terms of your proposal for re-deliberating, I think your idea about having an initial discussion about subsequent accounting makes sense. My request is that whenever we start discussing subsequent accounting, that we discuss it with the question of amortization, how and over what period, rather than separating the whether from the question of when and how. While it brings more into the discussion, I think that that could be quite a significant point. So that's one request. And then a second comment is on paragraph 34, talking about the enhanced disclosure package. And 34A says, talks about whether it should be provided in management commentary or the financial statements. Request that when you bring discussion on this topic, that we distinguish between something that would be required only by a management commentary document versus something that would be required for the financial statements to be complete, but for which we may offer flexibility about where it is presented and incorporated then by cross-reference into the financial statements, kind of the IFRS 7 approach. And it matters a lot because I think people can get confused when we talk about placement, whether we're talking about whether it's a requirement for the financial statements to be complete. And then a third kind of question or comment is in paragraph 37, when you're talking about the contribution of an acquired business. I think the wording of this summary raised some questions for me, given that we were saying provide information based on however you are tracking it for management purposes. Some of the focus on contribution of an acquired company seemed to me to imply an individual P&L measure for the acquired company. I don't think that's what you were thinking of, given what the ED had, but I just wanted to suggest that we watch out for clarity on that. And so those are just some thoughts or reactions to different points in here. But but nothing fundamentally questioning your plan for redeliberation. Thanks.
Nick?
Thanks. And thanks, Craig, for the paper. When I think about the range of proposals that we had in the discussion paper and other things that we could propose, I think the area that stands head and shoulders about any others in terms of making a meaningful improvement to financial reporting, and certainly we've heard this back from users and feedback, is the area around disclosures. So for me, I think what's critical is that anything else that we might consider really has to be part of a package, which includes those disclosures, because I think that's really, it's that area where we can really make a difference, I think. So for me, just to put on the table, that's fundamental. Thank you.
Vika. Vika?
I'm sorry, I took time to unmute myself. First of all, staff, thank you very much for providing this excellent picture of our roadmap to discuss such an important project. And then I think I agree with the staff's idea that because we received mixed views on our project objective through the feedback, so I think to proceed further deliberation, ensuring the project objective should be the first priority, especially because the board, whether the board maintains the proposed objective will directly affect the scope of our project, as well as whether to consider all topics as a package. And about convergence with the US GAAP, I don't want to repeat what I've already said yesterday. So still understanding of the benefit of the convergence and the merit of divergence consequence is critical. So a planned schedule of ASA and joint meeting with FASB will help the all board member consider such important point before we start concretely deliberate about the specific topics of the project. So thank you for the staff, all the effort to plan and schedule those meetings. And then also about the disclosure, I think it will be really helpful if the board can look at all disclosure requirements at the same time, even though the speed of discussion might be a little bit crossover and so on. So the entire information about the M&A and acquired business should be, consistently provided and linked with each other, regardless of whether they are required in IS 36 or IFRS 3 or other. So I also wonder if such information can, we can also check whether such information can relate to or has a linkage with the segment information as well as the information disclosed in management commentary or MD&A. That might help. And also about the subsequent accounting, I think how the management will continue to hold the accountability for acquired business is my key of a question to answer. So regardless of either approach is taken, the enhancement of disclosure is indispensable. So I would like to understand whether the content of the disclosure as well as the extent of the disclosure will be affected by the either approach is taken. So that's all for me. Thank you.
Okay, Zach.
I'll be brief, really building upon what Nick and I think Rika just said as well, which is we asked stakeholders to respond to a package of options. And I think their comments should be viewed in that context, which is they were looking at a range of things and giving recommendations based on whether they could fit together. And so moving forward, given all the areas involved, I think it's really important to keep these together as a package and consider the model, the disclosures, all of those things together at the same time, so that we can make an informed decision on what the package of information that users receive and what stakeholders are expected to prepare and review.
Tom?
Yeah, so I just want to echo what Nick said about the disclosures. I think are the single biggest benefit if we get them through in some reasonable form. And also what Zach said and Rika is that it's really, I think, important to keep it as a package at this stage. A small point on convergence is if we do go down and look at convergence, I just note that there are a lot of things attached to convergence. It's not just the amortize or not. It's also like, what's the length of the amortization period? What's the basis for deciding on an amortization period and pattern? How do we do the impairment test? How are we going to treat intangibles? All these are places for potential divergence when I look at sort of what the FASB is doing. So I just, as we should keep in mind is that convergences should be more than just amortize or not.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Any other comments?
And if maybe I can respond to Tom's comment just there. That's okay. So just on the convergence point, we plan to ask ASAF for some more information on convergence and trying to explore those areas. So what does convergence mean? Is it just on amortization and impairment only? Does it cover everything about the model? Does it cover intangible assets? Does it cover disclosures? And then hopefully that's part of the additional information that we hope to get from ASAF for future discussions.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. All right. I think that's it for this topic. Thank you very much.